This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Hey everyone, I'm Sophie Nicolau, host of The Highbury Squad featuring Super Kevin Campbell. Thanks to Chris for inviting me on his channel to talk about the North London Derby today. Okay, question number one from Chris. What have you made of the season so far? Who have been your standout players? We're top of the league, so can't argue with the start that we've had to the season. Not sure many predicted Arsenal would be there. There's no doubt that three players have had a massive impact immediately at the Gunners to help us get there. Gabriel Jesus, Zinchenko and William Saliba. Those three have brought an element of world class to our squad that has seen us been able to just do some things that we did poorly last season. And especially Jesus, in terms of what he does off the ball and his tracking back and his infectious energy, has had that immediate impact on the side. Zinchenko's technical ability, just so challenging, his movement as well, and how he shifts into different gears when he's going from that left position into the midfield, and what that has allowed Xhaka to do as well has been nothing short of impressive. And Saliba has brought a steel to the back and a finesse and a calmness that I think that we have been missing for a very, very long time. So those are my standout players and how I feel we've done so far this season. Have I been pleased with the performances is the next question. 100% can't argue with the style of football that we're playing. There's only one thing I'd like us to do, and that is manage our game time a little bit better, manage the game in a more superior fashion rather than go gung-ho and allow a little bit of that mental impotence and naivety to creep back into our game, which we've done a really good job of improving on as well. In particular, I'm thinking about the match at Old Trafford. Can't play that way against Tottenham. Dominated the match, did really well, but Manchester United just had a more clinical and more mature performance that saw them walk away with 3 points in the end. Can't play that well and miss out on points and not close games. Going into this game, Arsenal were top and Spurs are third. Are you surprised by the two sides? Good start. Not really. They've both invested heavily in the transfer window. They both should be here based on the team players that they have. I think that, you know, we're playing a more stylish, form of football. You guys are playing the Antonio Conte way that has been proven in the past. And I don't think actually that Spurs have clicked into fifth gear yet. And I believe that we still have another gear to go as well. So I'm not surprised considering the investment the teams have made. Were you pleased with the transfer window? Asks Chris. I was. Zinchenko, what a buy. Jesus, what a buy. Both 25 years old, still young, but come to us with an incredibly insane amount of experience. They played for Pep Guardiola, arguably one of the best managers in the modern day game. They played at the highest level, competing for all of the top trophies. So I have been pleased, even though towards the end of the transfer window, we had to kind of, you know, dive in with the sustained injuries, didn't work out, but I don't think that's something to be mad about. Have to rectify that in January. Have to get a backup for Thomas Partey. No more excuses for Mikel Arteta, and they do there. What have you made of Tottenham season so far? Thoughts on Conte? Do I think he'll be successful at Spurs? Conte's a great manager. He's proven. He's done wonders for Juventus. He won the league with Chelsea, transformed Chelsea, took average players, made them into Premier League champions. He can throw his toys out the pram. Both managers are actually very emotional. Conte has really worn his emotion on his sleeves many times, and we've seen that. So as long as he's calm and he hides his emotions just a little bit, if he can do that, I think Tottenham can be successful. If those emotions kind of get carried away for him, as we've seen in the past, then I think there'll be some trouble brewing down the new lane. Let's see. Are most Arsenal fans now fully behind Arteta? What will be his target this season? I think most sensible Arsenal fans are. Arsenal fans who weren't finishing eighth and getting kicked out of the Europa League semi-final by the man you replaced. Warranted criticism. We're now seeing a team more built in his image. And I think we're seeing more of his style, how he wants to play. And you're finding now the team, I think, has improved from a mental perspective as well as a physical and tactical as well. He's got to qualify for the Champions League. There's no excuses. Either win the Europa League, finish top four, but there's no excuses based on the support he's been given, the investment the club have made and given him over the 3 years. Let's see. What's the next question here? What does a North London derby mean to you? How do you feel when the game comes around? There's only one game that you cannot lose all year, and that's at home to your rivals. Get a point away, but never lose at home. It builds up nerves. It gets me sleepless. I don't care how we win. I don't care if it comes off someone's butt, nose. As long as we win this game, I do not care. Ugly football, sometimes ugly football or winning ugly is a beautiful thing. That's all. End of story. We've got to win this game. No excuses. Let's see. Predicted lineup and score. I think we go with Benjamin White at right back, Gabriel, William Saliba, Kieran Tierney because of the defensive side and what he brings to the table. Also, Zinchenko still overcoming an injury. Kieran Tierney is, I think, someone who could be an unsung hero as well this weekend. Everyone's kind of forgotten about him because of the massive impact Zinchenko had when he came from Manchester City. And then the usual suspects in midfield, hopefully Partey's fit and up front as well. Prediction of the score, 3-2 to the Gunners. We've got to score first. I want us to score first. Let's get those fast goals the same way we did last season and hope for a North London derby win. Thank you very much, Chris, for letting me share my thoughts on the big game. I hope we win. I hope you lose and we can still be football frenemies. Take care, everyone. Stay safe.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
The is it morning yet deal. How about now? Or now? Because morning time is McDonald's breakfast time. And that's the best time of all the times.
Wake up with a little splash of sweetness. Get any size iced coffee from caramel to hazelnut to French vanilla for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.